Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Hey, I also started a new accountability and business coaching program called Focus Elf. It's designed to help entrepreneurs stay on track every week and get all the help they need to crush their goals. Starts at 50 cents a day for unlimited support and accountability. If you're interested, you can learn more at gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Vishal Schitt. He is the entrepreneurial force behind Battery Mate, a leading Australian e-commerce group. From its humble beginnings in a garage with just 10 products, Battery Mate has swiftly grown into a dominant player with a 5,000 product catalog, earning its status as one of the most successful battery brands in Australia and New Zealand with a mere 3 to 4 years. Vishal, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having me. So I will speak from an entrepreneur's perspective. One of the most important things that I think most people would not think of is the art of delegating stuff. So we try, especially entrepreneurs try doing a lot of things by themselves. When I started my company, I would do marketing myself. I would put products online myself. I would design social media campaigns myself. But I soon realized that it's so easy and so quick for a human mind to feel burnout and stressed and pressured. So I would say getting more done equal to getting delegating more. So delegating more has actually three steps, in my opinion. Number one is train your trusted people, train your skilled team members. Number two is delegate them the task that you want done, and number three is review it and provide feedback. The more you delegate, the more you get done.
Well said. You know, and I that hits me close to the heart, because I spent a year of my life, and more than $100,000 of my money trying to do something myself and taking the shortcut, if you will, when what I should have done is I should have spent a tenth of that time and a tenth of that money and just hired somebody else to build the stinking thing for me. And it would have, you know, maybe I would have had a better hair situation like you have, you know. Like I lived that lesson the hard way, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, same with me as well. I mean, I tried doing a lot of things myself, and then I realized that, I mean, there is no way. And then the beauty of delegating is there will be other team members who can do that particular task better than yourself. So I'll just give you a small example. So I used to design all of our email campaigns myself. And then I was like, okay, let me delegate it to, you know, one of the new interns that we have hired. And that intern was so good at designing graphics and creating email campaigns. So he pretty much took that entire workload off me. And in just a few hours, he was able to design good looking emails that were even better than what I was doing before. So.
Yeah. And so one thing that I can't wait to get into is the idea of this company. It starts in your garage and then it blows up into this huge company. And one of the topics that you like to talk about is from garage to dominance. So first of all, just so we understand, Battery Mate, what do you sell batteries or what do you sell, and how do you take it from, you know, a shelf in your garage to this inventory of 3,000 plus products?
Yeah, so at Battery Mate, we specialize in rechargeable batteries and chargers. So if we look around, Josh, I mean, a lot of equipment that we use in our day-to-day life, they're all going wireless. So let's say if we look at our doorbell, we use Ring doorbell, we use Arlo doorbell, our security cameras, our phones, our laptops, pretty much our lawnmowers, our shaving machines, all the things that we use in our daily life are going wireless. So when something goes wireless, that product will require some sort of battery as a power source. So that's what we specialize in. We specialize in very high quality rechargeable batteries and charger for devices. So we started as a very small, humble e-commerce business back in 2018. We used to sell a bunch of electronics online, and then we realized that our battery and charger products are receiving a lot of positive reviews. So we decided to focus on these products. I met a couple of battery manufacturers in China, who assured good quality batteries at reasonable prices. And that's how it all started. From 2019, 2020, we have been reinvesting every single cent that we are earning as a profit. And that's how we grew a small business with just around 10 products into a bigger company with about 5,000 products catalog.
And you said something important there is for the last 6 years, you've been reinvesting every single penny of profit. And that's hard to do for most entrepreneurs. They're trying to live, they're trying to feed their families, and they're trying to go on nice vacations and live the lifestyle. And you say, no, we're going to delay that. We're taking every cent of profit and we're going right back into the business. Talk to me about that decision.
Yeah, that's right. So it's really hard. I started this back in 2018. I haven't taken even one pay rise since I have started this business. No pay rise whatsoever since day one. I was getting X amount. Even today, I get that X amount every week in my bank account. Every additional cent that is there in the business goes back in the business. No fancy vacations. We have decent office here, but no fancy offices. And otherwise, I mean, if you don't have enough capital to invest in your business, you have pretty much suffocating the growth of your business. So you need capital. If you don't have access to bigger banks, to VCs who can fund your business, then the only way to grow your business in as short time as possible is reinvest your profit. And that is exactly what we did.
Yeah, that's smart. And so you mentioned, hey, having access to VCs, capital with banks. Talk to us about some ways of obviously you got to make sales. Making sales, reinvesting the profits back into the business. Sometimes that's not enough to keep up with the pace of growth that is demanded. So what are some other resources that you can get the cash you need to continue growing this business?
Yeah, that's right. So number one thing that we focused from day one is we wanted to have only those products and services in our portfolio that are generating profit. Now, the new trend in Silicon Valley and other places is just grow your business, make as much revenue as possible. Just look at your top line and don't worry too much about your bottom line. As long as you have lot of sale, VCs and other financial institutions will be there to back you up. But that is not the approach that we took. We made sure that all the item that we are selling is are profitable. And number two is you need to look at there are institutions that actually have built their businesses in revenue financing. So even if you don't have a long track record, if your revenue is good, you can approach to an institution that will fund you based on your monthly, weekly, or your yearly revenue. So that's what we did until 2013. We had almost $0 in debt in 2013. We started taking some revenue finance, and that has fueled the growth even more.
So here's a couple of things that have stood out to me that you've said. Number one, you selected a product that is trending upwards. And you gave a great reason for it. Everything's going wireless. Wireless things need batteries. People need batteries. We're going to sell batteries. Makes a lot of sense. And so one of the lessons that I'm extracting here is you need to sell something people want. That seems kind of common sense, but hey, you know. And then the next thing that I hear is you need to invest a lot of money into this problem and continue to grow and grow and grow. And I'm curious though, but because I feel like that's, you know, not enough. We're selling something people want and we're investing all of our cash back into it. But I feel like there's got to be some other secret ingredient here because there's a lot of people selling stuff out of their garage right now and they're not turning it into this gigantic business. And so, what is that one last kind of thing you feel like people really need?
Well, one last thing is you need to have entrepreneurial spirit and risk-taking ability. A lot of people are too scared of taking risk, and they don't introduce new products, they don't introduce new categories. Where at BatteryMite, we introduce new products and new categories every quarter, every 3 months. So we invest 20% of our profit into introducing new products. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We give it good 180 days, 6 months time. If it doesn't work, we just discontinue them. But you need to take risk. If I just give you a small example, we launched a new category of wireless remote control. So we were selling a lot of batteries and chargers, and we thought, okay, what is the next step? So as a next step, we launched remotes for TVs, ACs, and garage, and doors, and cars. They were low-value product, but they were bringing a lot of traffic to our website, and people were buying other products. When they are buying this low-value $10, $15 item, they would also spend some money on buying other electronic gadgets as well. But we found this winning category after trying a lot of other categories that just did not work. But you have to have risk-taking ability if you want to make your business bigger.
Consistently innovating. Yeah.
And yeah.
You find something that people want, you got to sell that. But at some point, you have to keep their attention by innovating. Even if you're still selling the same product, you got to find a different way to get them in the door, because everybody knows what batteries are.
Yes.
And that's another interesting angle I'd love to get your take on. When I think batteries, I at least here in the States, I can go and get some Energizer batteries or some Duracell or whatever, and I can go to Amazon. How do you draw people? Like, it seems like that's a commodity market. So how do you draw the traffic towards you and stand out from companies that have been around for 100 years and have unlimited budgets to crush you?
Yeah, so one of the reasons why we are able to get so much attention is we are completely focused on this category. Me and my team member know so much about rechargeable batteries, about lithium-ion battery technology, that we can educate people, we can spread awareness through our social media campaign, through our videos. And when people are engaged with your video, with your campaign, they are more likely to spend money in your store rather than just going to eBay or Amazon and purchasing from an unknown person whom you don't know or whom you don't trust. So we spread a lot of awareness in our local community, in market, and through our social media campaign that builds amount of trust. And we are very generous warranty policy, return policy. So we give 3 years warranty on every single thing that we sell. You don't get that in Walmart. You don't get that on Amazon. You know, you buy something on Amazon, it breaks in 3 months time. Where are you going to go? You can send it back. But then if you know there is a local company who is based here in Sydney, who have got their team based here in Sydney, you know where to go. So
smart. And so tell us about some of the things that you're working on now. And who's a good target to connect with you, and how can they find more about you?
Yeah, so they can find more at batterymite.com.au and batterymite.com.nz, which is our New Zealand website. So we are now focusing on EV accessories. So I know there are a lot of people using Tesla and Rivian and BYD, another electronic vehicle in US, in Australia as well. Now every 10th new car sold in Sydney is an electronic vehicle. So that is the next emerging market. We are focusing on electronic vehicle accessories, mainly charging cables for electronic vehicles and charging adapters for EVs and other accessories. So that is the market that we are targeting in next 12 to 24 months.
Love that. And so we can go to batterymate.com.au or...
.co.nz.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. This has been Vishal Shet. Thank you for coming on, sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to grow a company from your garage, and also a lot of education here about batteries and how batteries work, and how to innovate an industry that has been around for many decades now. So thanks so much for that. For those of you who want to learn more and get access to what Vishal is talking about with his battery education, you can go to batterymate.com.au. And if you're on Australia and Sydney somewhere, you can stop by and visit him and visit his shop and learn more about what he does. And for those of you who are listening to this podcast on your commute, during your workout, somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, take a picture, show me what you're doing while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you need a little boost hitting your goals from week to week, the Elf can help. Join us for just a few bucks a month at gofocuself.com. That's it. Now, let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.